This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
I'm Steve Kovac, and this is your CNBC Tech Check briefing. Nintendo will start accepting orders for its new console, the Switch 2, this week after an initial delay caused by President Trump's tariffs. The Switch 2, which is made in Vietnam and subject to a 10% tariff for now, is keeping its original price of $450. But the company raised prices on accessories like controllers, cases, and chargers. Pre-orders for the console begin on Thursday, and the console will launch on June 5th. Sticking with tariffs, Etsy is adding a new feature to help shoppers find goods made domestically to get around the 145% tariff on imports from China. Etsy CEO said in a blog post the company is also helping sellers run their online stores with, quote, as little disruption as possible. Last week, Chinese online retailers Shein and Temu told customers to buy ahead of April 25th, warning prices would increase after that. And Google heads back to court today for a hearing on potential remedies after the tech giant lost its search antitrust case. The Department of Justice is asking for a breakup of Google, which could include spinning off units like its Chrome web browser or Android mobile operating system. On Thursday, Google lost a separate antitrust case that ruled it had an illegal monopoly in online advertising. That's all from CNBC headquarters, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business. With leading networking and connectivity, advanced cybersecurity, and expert partnership, Comcast Business helps turn today's enterprises into engines of modern business. Powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.